Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klal Samaches, Simon Tes. The Chayyotim is giving cases where we have an exception to the Machloikas. We have a general Machloikas of Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah or Mitzvah Zain Sichus Kavanah. And he gave one case where we just saw that a person would have Kavanah Hafachis, and everybody would hold that that's important, and that will play a role. V'yesharmim, there's an opinion which says, Nafilu, Laman the Sirle Mitzvahs ain't Shikhus Kabana. Even if you hold Mitzvahs not ni Kabana, Dafka Badabashesh by Maisa. That's referring to actions. Actions, according to this opinion, the action itself that you're doing is strong enough to create a status of Kabana in the Maisa itself. The Maisa itself is a Maisa of a Mitzvah. That's what it is. So you have to make it into Maisa Mitzvah. You don't have to make it into Maisa Mitzvah. Clearly, you're doing a Mitzvah. The mice itself defines itself. Because you're doing something, so it defines what you're doing. But if the whole mitzvah is just speaking, over there, everybody would hold mitzvah tzrichos kavana. This is the source of this is a Rebbeinu Yonah in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, where the Mor discusses the issue of kavana in regards to making brachas of the brachas and the henin, and the Rebbeinu Yonah says, one second, what about if you hold mitzvahs and tzrichos kavanah? He says, if you hold mitzvahs and tzrichos kavanah, he says, everybody agrees when it comes to amira that mitzvahs and tzrichos kavanah. Okay, now that is the chayyotim. Let's clarify a few points over here. When we say mitzvahs and tzrichos kavanah, we mentioned already a few times, we're referring to the concept of having kavanah l'shem mitzvah. That's number one, to as opposed to Kabbalistic ideas. That's not what we're referring to. That's the person who's holding that much rega. That's wonderful, but that's not what we're referring to. There's a different issue, which we're also excluding, is the kavanah at the beginning of Pir Shamilas in the Shmon Esrei. A person begins with halachas that a person has to be aware of what they're saying, has to understand what they're saying in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. That kavanah is independent of the sugya, mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. Like everybody holds that kavanah is required. That's not the kavanah of the shei mitzvah, that's the kavanah of what the understanding of what you're doing. The same thing regards to the first pasuk of Shema, that a person has to be mekabel omachu shemayim. So that's independent of the concept of reading Shema L'Shem Mitzvah. Person has to have kavanah to be mekabel omachus shemayim. Person has to commit to this kabbalah. That argument is not dependent on mitzvah shrichas kavanah or mitzvah zain shrichas kavanah. That's a separate. For example, when a person comes to Shema, a person will have two thoughts. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya Shema, like it says in the Torah, that there's a mitzvah to say the words of Shema two times a day. That's he wants to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And he also wants to be Mekabel Omachos Shemayim. The first kavanah is part of this machlokes. The second kavanah, according to everybody, is required. It's Ma'akev. If a person doesn't have that kavanah of Kabbalah Omachos Shemayim, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. A person does not have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei. What would be the kavanah of the Shem Mitzvah? He's been kavanah of the Shem Mitzvah of davening. Davening every day, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah deraisa. It's based on the pasuk of La'avdei b'chol levavchem. According to the Rambam, they disagrees. The mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. The person has kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah derabbanan of tefillah. The person has kavanah to be listened to the words of the chachamim, like it says, lo'y saser. The person would have kavanah before a person starts Shemoneh Esrei. A person has kavanah to the time in the mitzvah of tefillah. Before a person says Shema, a person has kavanah to be mekayim in the mitzvah of kriya Shema. And then we have other kavanahs on top. We find another example of a kavanah which is independent of this. By certain mitzvahs, the Torah gives the reason why you do the mitzvah. The Torah says you should sit in the sukkah in order that people should know that Hashem surrounded us with a nonei kavod when He took us out of Mitzrayim. L'man yedu d'oreseichem. So that's another kavanah the person has to have sitting in the sukkah. A person has kavanah the shame mitzvah sukkah, and he has kavanah. There should be a reminder of Lanoni HaKavod, person where sits is. The Torah says, L'man tizkeru, they should remember the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to have awareness of the mitzvahs of Torah due to the tzitzis. Torah says by tefillin that the mantia Torah Hashem beficha, that you should wear tefillin in order that the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth. The Torah, the Beis Yosef follows the Torah, understands this to mean that the part of the mitzvah putting on tefillin is the limudim of the four parshas of the tefillin should be something that a person thinks about when they put on tefillin. So there's a paragraph that you say before you put on tefillin, hinei mechavim anochas tefillin kaimis es bari, and then you say that it contains the tefillin, which have the yichud and achdus of Hashem. The tefillin contains the oneness of Hashem, and the paragraph continues and talks about the various things which are contained in the tefillin. Why is that important? Because the Torah says that you should wear tefillin in order to have these messages, these lessons. So we'll talk about this more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. But here are some examples, again, of kavanas, which are not part of the Machloikas, Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah.